Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from James chapter 4, where we are invited to submit to God. Let's read it here. James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, where we read this. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We've been looking at this passage piece by piece. First, that he gives more grace. Then, God resists the proud. But now, take a look at this. He gives grace to the humble. For the next phrase, the final phrase, look at this line, therefore submit to God. In light of the grace that God offers to the humble, there's only one thing to do, and that is to submit to God. That means to order yourself under God, to surrender to Him as a conquering king, and to start receiving the benefits of His reign. It's an amazing thing that the world does not submit to God. We often hear about the rights of man, you know, human rights. Well, what about the rights of God? Charles Spurgeon said that the rights of God are the first, highest, surest, and most solemn rights in the universe, and they lie at the base of all other rights. God created beings who would not see if he had not given them eyes. And then those creatures use those eyes to look everywhere except to God in heaven. God created beings that could not think apart from the minds that he gave them, yet many of them think about everything except God. God created beings who would not exist apart from his pleasure. But for many of those beings, it pleases them to ignore his existence. Now, if God was a tyrant, there might be honor or courage in resisting him. But since he is a loving, giving father, it is only dishonor and ingratitude to rebel against the Lord. Instead, Charles Spurgeon suggested reasons why we should submit to God. We should submit to God because he created us. We should submit to God because his rule is good for us. We should submit to God because all resistance to him is futile. We should submit to God because such submission is absolutely necessary to our salvation. And then finally, we should submit to God because it is the only way to have peace with God. It isn't going too far to say that you are submitting right now. If you are not submitting to God, then you are submitting to his adversary, the devil. If you don't submit to God, then you will never resist the devil. Hey, every man and every woman who walks this earth has a master. Choose your master wisely. Submit yourself to God today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.